The other thing in this story is witness, right? The proconsul believed when he saw what had occurred, for he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord. The world needs to see the hand of God at work through the church. Can I say that? Is that too far out on a limb, that the world needs to see the hand of God at work through the church? And that's what he sees with Paul and Elymas, which is, you know, it's epic. I've never spoken to anybody in something that changed their physical state. I've prayed for people who said when you prayed, it helped, something changed, you know. I've watched a dying man no longer be dying. I personally, my friend, dying of liver cancer because of hepatitis C, was told you have weeks, maybe months to live, get your house in order. And the fellow who came and prayed for him that he didn't know, who heard him preach on a Sunday, prayed for him. And the next week, that doctor apologized and said, we must have read the wrong films. You have no tumors on your liver. In fact, you have to go across the street now and you qualify for a liver transplant. And after your liver transplant, you'll no longer be a hemophiliac, which is how he got the hepatitis C and HIV. That miracle, unfortunately for you, it's third hand. But in John Markham's life, life-changing because of prayer. It does happen. It happens in this world, not just in this book. The world needs to see the hand of God at work. Paul spoke. He was confronted, opposed, spoken evil against, but he exposed the deception of Elymas. Now this, on the subject of witness, Satan is busy with leaders and people in authority. Like Paul before Sergius Paulus, the church stands before power in the world to declare and to demonstrate the truth of God's coming kingdom. That's it. Everybody who has to make decisions knows that all they get is phone calls and visits and letters and demands. And we think, oi, politicians, boy, they'll say anything. You know, I hear people say stuff like that. But really, imagine being a politician. Everybody wants a piece of me. Everybody thinks we need to agree or you're out. And then there's 85% of what a politician does that nobody ever cares about. And there's 15% that's the only thing you care about, and you're going to hold them to account for it. But everybody in the room has a different 15% slice. And a politician, God help them, is trying to manage this. Can I get kids fed, and can I make sure that the people who give jobs to people don't bail and go somewhere else? Right? I mean, did you ever have a poor person give you a job? No. But we don't want to see poverty when we want to address it. But if we make our only concern that, what happens to the machine of job provision in an economy? So we empathize with the people who lead. It's more complicated than any of us see. And you try to give an answer to anybody that's encouraging. I hear what you've said. I understand that. And you hear enough people saying it, and as a leader, you say, this must be a thing. Right? Now, in this situation, in the Bible, Paul comes to a leader, and he says, I'm one voice. Barnabas is with me. Here's what's happening all around Israel. I'll tell you this. And the other guy's going, no, it's not true. No, don't listen. And so his audience is being ruined by the person who's always there saying, no, 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 no. And he speaks up, and the powerful hand of God upon the situation convinces the person listening. You, church, when you go and when you speak the truth, there is this power and authority of God with you to just declare the truth. He doesn't call the governor a so-and-so. But he speaks to the person the information that's not true and calls it what it is, and then he said the things that God does say. And this fella, this leader, he was changed. in his heart. He believed when he saw what had occurred, and he was astonished at the teaching of the word of the Lord. So there's that. The church stands before power to declare and to demonstrate the truth of God's coming kingdom.